Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Vinny and Haney here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Jerry Dulac. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for joining us here as always.
Fellas, good morning to you. Always glad to be with you.
All right, let's start about with the Steelers draft philosophy. Vinny and I have been talking about, at least since Eric DaCosta's taken over, Ravens tend to go with a Power 5 school approach when it comes to the draft. What's Pittsburgh's philosophy been over the years, especially earlier in the top rounds of the draft?
Yeah, well, it's the same. You know, you go back to 2000, which is Kevin Colbert's tenure. They've drafted one player from a non-Power 5 school in those 22 years, and that was Ben Roethlisberger. You know, they have the same mentality. They in the past, not too often, but they've gone not so much in the first round, but you'll see them even in the second round go to maybe like a smaller type of school for some guys. And those have failed, and they've gotten away from that. So almost without exception. I mean, Javon Hargrave 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was a third-round choice from South Carolina State. Those are the exceptions. And so they believe in, you know, the bulk of their draft prep is from on-the-field competition. And they want to see players who compete at the highest level. And that is the best barometer for them, and that's what they've always believed in.
Hey, Jerry, you know, like last year's draft, I mean, it was, you know, everybody was saying, you know, Pittsburgh's going to take a running back, you know, and Pittsburgh took a running back. Now everybody's saying Pittsburgh's taking a quarterback. Is Pittsburgh going to take a quarterback? I know they like Pickett, and I know they like Willis.
Well, the difference this year to last year to a degree is that they needed a running back. Everybody kind of knew they were going to take a running back. They got the best running back in the draft. I'm hesitant to say an elite running back, but you've seen after 1 year what Najee Harris can be.
Right.
That's what they were going to do, and they did. This year, they don't need a quarterback. And so, to me, if they draft a quarterback, that's a wasted number one pick, unlike last year with Najee Harris. That was a necessity. And so, Mike Tomlin really likes Malik Willis. And I'm afraid that if Malik Willis is on the board, that's what they're going to do. But it's not what they need. They need help at wide receiver. They especially need to restock their defensive line. Their defensive line has gotten older, and there is no quality depth. There is no backup on that defensive line that you go, oh, yeah, we got to get this guy in the lineup. They don't have that kind of guy. And I believe that is where they are going to go I don't know if Malik Willis is going to be on that board or not, but if he's on that board and Mike Tomlin wants him, then as I said, to me, that is a big mistake. That is a wasted number one pick for them.
So, Jerry, do you think that – do they move up or do they move back? You know, and at if they sit at 20 and Willis is gone, who do they go for?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, if they trade up, that's an to me is an even bigger disgrace if they trade up to get Malik Willis. You know, you look at this draft class of quarterback, none of those quarterbacks are elite quarterbacks. None of those quarterbacks are franchise quarterbacks. They're just the best of an average class. And that whole narrative started. Why? Where does it start with? It starts with NFL scouts, coaches, and GMs. They know what they're looking at. And these guys just aren't upper-tier quarterbacks. To trade up for one of them and give up draft capital, to me, is nonsensical. So I just can't imagine that happening, to trade up for one of those quarterbacks. They're just not that type of player. They're not worth trading up for. But to answer your question, I think all things being equal, and if he's there, I think they take Jordan Davis. The reason why I'm not sure he'll be there, let's face it, fellas, and I haven't sat here and studied exactly what the Ravens need, but if there was ever a Ravens-type player in an NFL draft, it's Jordan Davis, a big mammoth guy who can plug the middle of that line. And then right after the Ravens are the Eagles, who I know would have an interest in Jordan Davis. So I'm not sure he will be there, but if he's there, and Mike Tomlin stays away from Malik Willis or he's gone, then I think that's where they're going to go. There are enough wide receivers in this draft that they could probably get one in the second round. That being said, the Steelers never turn their back on a skilled player. And if there's a highly rated receiver at 20 and maybe Jordan Davis is off the board and there's no Malik Willis, then I could see a wide receiver easily being a number two pick. But I definitely think it'll be a number two pick for sure. But by then, for sure.
Now, why are the Steelers, you know, so good at drafting wide receivers? I mean, they like the Ravens struggled mightily, but and the Steelers, it seems like any receiver they get, you know, turns out pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, and the converse of that is cornerbacks. They couldn't draft a cornerback to save their life. And if that's why when people say, oh, they should draft a cornerback, I say, I hope not, because their history of drafting cornerbacks is terrible, whereas the Ravens seem to have a better feel for that. The Browns have a better feel for that, it seems. And you're right, the Ravens haven't been very successful with wide receivers, and the Steelers have. And it's hard to say why, except that I think the Steelers try – they've always been very good at this. And look, I'm a big fan of the Ravens organization. I always have been with Ozzie Newsome. I was just going to call him Ozzie Smith. How they're very comparable organizations. They are not stupid. They have a long history of doing the right thing. And I think the Steelers find players who best fit what they want to do. They don't go take a player who is a certain type of player, or even if he has a big rep, if he doesn't fit with what they like to do. And so I think they're very good at that. And they've just, you know, whether it's lucky, it's been too often to call them lucky. But, yeah, they've been very good at identifying receivers and whether developing them or just fitting them in. In either case, look, they got lucky with Antonio Brown. You don't take a guy on a sixth round and him become the best receiver in football at the time. But whatever it is, those types of guys, they've been able to identify it and have them be productive.
Jerry Dulac joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking Steelers from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. As we look at the four teams, Jerry, in the division on April the 26th at 11:41 a.m. Eastern Time, what separates Cincinnati from Baltimore? Ravens finished last, Bengals finished first, Steelers made the playoffs. What's separating one from the other? How competitive is this thing going to be? Still work to be done, of course, but how competitive will this division be moving forward?
Well, obviously the number one thing, and it's not that the Ravens don't, but the Bengals have Joe Burrow. But on top of that, I've liked this Bengal team from midseason once I saw what they were, and that was they got the quarterback. They have three quality big play receivers, well, two big play receivers and another very good one, a possession guy. And they have a tight end, and they can run the ball. And on top of that, they improve their defensive line. They can get after the quarterback. You know, their linebackers are a little weak. But when you can get after the quarterback and run the ball and throw the ball with an elite quarterback, you are tough to beat. And that's why, you know, I was liking the Bengals back in late October. Now, did I think they were going to go as far as they did in 1 year like that? No. But I'm not surprised, because when you could run the football and throw the football with big plays like that, you're doing okay. And get after the quarterback.
Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jerry, we know you're busy. Got another hit coming up. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the draft on Thursday night. And hopefully we can talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Just give a holler anytime. Always enjoy chatting with you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.